Hello, I'm Matt Gervais, the Associate Site Editor for SearchDono.com, and I'd like to welcome you to our first ever pre-Lotusphere podcast. In this podcast, you can expect to hear the thoughts and musings from three different Notes Domino industry experts on what they think the hot topics will be at this year's Lotusphere event, and also what they're hoping to see and learn about as well. My first question for our experts was, what do you think will be the hot topics at this year's Lotusphere conference? Here's what Valerie Wong, project manager for IBM Technologies at Research in Motion, and our own BlackBerry for Lotus Notes and Domino expert had to say.
Well, I'm really anticipating that there will be a lot of buzz, continuing buzz, around connections and Qwikr. Mostly because by this point, I think a lot of customers will have been able to get their hands on the products and try them out. We've had a little bit of that experience at RIM, and they're creating quite a lot of excitement at RIM around the possibilities for collaboration. And even more so because, as people have probably heard, we're anticipating the release of a BlackBerry client for connections at Lotusphere this year, and we're also going to show a proof of concept mobilization of Lotus Qwikr, which I just got to see the code this morning, and it's pretty exciting stuff. So that's kind of one area, the sort of whole Web 2.0 area for business. And the other thing, of course, is going to be Notes and Domino 801, because as we all know, in the large enterprises, a lot of them don't move to the upgrade until the 01 release comes out, so that's out now. And we'll also be highlighting the fact that shortly after Lotusphere, we will be releasing BlackBerry Enterprise Server 4.15, which provides support for Notes and Domino 8.
My next question for our panel of experts was, what are you personally looking forward to at this year's Lotusphere event? Here's what Bruce Elgort, co-founder of OpenNTF.org, co-host of the Taking Notes podcast series, and creator of IdeaJam.net, had to say.
Why I primarily go to Lotusphere now is to see all the people involved in the community around Lotus. You know, we can touch Lotus products all we want. We can read announcements on the internet and hear them in podcasts and so forth. But getting to sit down and talk face-to-face with IBM folks, people from the community, business partners, et cetera, I mean, there's nothing else like it. You know, you could have all the social networking in the world, all the media in the world, but just going down there and being part of the Lotus, you know, ecosystem in the flesh, you can't beat it.
My third question for our experts was, what skills are you hoping to attain by attending Lotusphere that you feel will help you to do your job better as a Lotus Notes Domino professional? President of Technotics Incorporated and regular SearchDomino.com contributor Andy Petisich offered these thoughts.
I think if I had to pick up more skills, I think it would be in the line of implementation for Qwikr and for connections. I don't get enough time to spend on those things, and we're constantly being asked about them. So I think if there was an area in my brain I'd like to expand, it would be the Qwikrs and the connections stuff, because it's big, and you know Microsoft has their SharePoint and competing products, and I think it's good to understand how they all get laid out there, so that customers can make the proper choices based on what their requirements are.
We all know that Lotus Notes 8 was the big announcement at last year's Lotusphere conference. And with that in mind, my final question for our panel of experts was, now that Lotus Notes 8 has been released and made available to the public, what are your thoughts on it? And what improvements do you think we can expect to see in the next release? Bruce Elgort, co-founder of OpenNTF.org, again gave us his thoughts.
Notes 8 hit the streets in August, and we've all had access to Notes 8 through the public beta programs, and I think it's a major step forward, you know, for the Notes and Domino platform. Is it perfect at this point? No. Is IBM aware that it's not perfect? I totally believe so. I think when we see 8.0.1 hit the streets, hopefully this month around Lotusphere, I think we'll see what really should have been the 8.0 version, but we know how all that goes with releasing new software. It's never perfect the first time. As far as providing developers and users with a totally new, compelling user interface, I think they've done that. They just have to, you know, tune the engine a bit. And I think we are going to see some tools that will allow us to develop composite applications within Note8 far easier than we can do so today.
So there you have it. We've heard from three industry-leading Notes Domino professionals and heard their thoughts on what they're excited about learning at Lotusphere, what they think the hot topics will be, and their thoughts on Lotus Notes 8. It looks to be shaping up to be a very exciting show, and we're thrilled to be attending. If you have any questions for me regarding this podcast or searchdomino.com, please feel free to email me at editor@searchdomino.com. I'd like to thank our panel of experts, Bruce Elgort, Valerie Wong, and Andy Petisic. I'm Matt Gervais, Associate Site Editor for searchdomino.com. Thanks for listening, and see you at Lotusphere.